In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we begin Volume 15, July 11th, 1923. And Jesus begins, "You must know." This is a command from Jesus Christ. If you want to enter into the divine will, you must know this. And this is what he wants us to get through our little pea brains. He wants us to understand what he is doing. That this fulfillment, remember Jesus said when he was born, it's the fullness of time. Now is another fullness of time. We're now going to enter into the new era. We're now going to enter into the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So he says, this fulfillment of my divine will is so great as to be numbered among the greatest works which the divinity has operated. Okay, what are the three works that God is doing? Creation, redemption, and now sanctification. It's the greatest, one of the greatest works that our triune God has operated. And Jesus says, and I, Jesus, I want this greatest divine operation to be known. So that in knowing its greatness and knowing the immense goods that the divine will contains, souls, holy humanity may love the divine will, esteem the divine will, and desire the divine will. He says, you must know this. You can't live in the divine will if you don't love it, if you don't esteem it, if you don't desire it. It's a reflection of the triune God. The divine will is sanctification. And he asks us to enter into it. How do we enter into it? By loving it, by esteeming it, by desiring it. So what the Lord is asking of us is to read, to study, to put this into practice. This is what Jesus is asking. He's asking this of us. So he says this, I, God, want this to be known. So three times did the Supreme Divinity decide to operate ad extra. First was in creation, and it was without the intervention of man. Adam had nothing to do with creation. Since none of them had yet come out of into the light of the day. The second was redemption, in which it intervened with a woman. The Blessed Mother, the holiest, the most beautiful, he says, my celestial mama. She was the channel. She was the instrument that I, Jesus, used in order to fulfill the work of redemption. And now Jesus says this, the third is the fulfillment of my divine will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's sanctification. It's the sanctity of sanctities. Jesus calls the divine will the sacrament of sacraments. All the other sacraments before, Jesus says, are medicines that humanity needs to bring us to where we are, bring us to heaven, bring us to the kingdom. He says, this is very, very important. They were like band-aids of a wound. And everyone who was healed 100 years ago is dead. The sanctity of sanctities is to enter into this life, Jesus says. He says that is going to bring about a new beginning. He says this sacrament of sacraments is going to have divine healing. What does that mean? That means there will be no sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. That's what's coming. Listen to what Jesus says. He says, this third fulfillment of my divine will, it has to be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is for souls to live, souls to operate with the divine sanctity of the power of the divine will. Divine sanctity, not the holy sanctity of human sanctity of the saints. The saints had a virtue or two of Jesus, a virtue or two of Mary. This is the sanctity of sanctities that's coming upon the earth. This is a new beginning that's going to happen for all of mankind. So he says this. He says, I want the souls to live and operate with the divine sanctity of the power of the divine will, a work inseparable from creation and redemption, just as the sacrosanct Trinity is inseparable. The three become one. So creation has happened under Adam and Eve. Redemption has happened under Jesus and Mary. Sanctification has to happen under the Holy Father, who has the keys to the kingdom, and Louisa. That's why there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. That's why all Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, Protestants, atheists are going to say, I want to live this life. I want to be baptized so I can begin to be in God's image, so that with this great gift of the divine will, I can enter into God's likeness. This is a glorious time to be alive. Glorious time to be alive. And the thing that we have to understand is the reflections of God all around us. God is in charge. God is working. He has planned this. There's no question what's coming. What's coming is the kingdom. What's coming is the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your will be done on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. Don't worry. Don't worry about anything. Enter into this gift. Enter into this life that Jesus is teaching us through Louisa. He says this. He says very, very clearly, nor can we, triune God, say that the work of creation has been completed by us if our most holy divine will, as we decreed from the beginning with Adam, does not act in the souls, in the creature, and live with divine freedom, divine sanctity, and divine power, which the divine will operates and lives in us, triune God. Do you see what God is doing? He says, this has been decreed. And he says, it's creation, redemption, and now sanctification. Therefore, sanctification has to happen. Why? So that we can act, that God can act in us, that we begin to live with a divine freedom, divine sanctity, divine power, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which operates and lives in the triune God. We're supposed to be one with God, fused with God. And since we have been so separated by the original sin, even though Jesus has redeemed us, Our Lady co-redeemed with Jesus, now what Jesus and Mary are doing is giving this gift to the newborn, firstborn. She writes everything down of how to live, not with human freedom, divine freedom, not with human sanctity, but divine sanctity, not with human power, but divine power. The same that lives in the triune God. We participate in God's image and likeness. That's what's coming. That's what's so amazing about reading the divine will. And I can guarantee you, if you read every day, if you study every day, within a year, everything has changed. Why? Jesus is speaking to you as he spoke to Louisa. Mary is speaking to you as she spoke to Louisa. A new beginning is happening for all of mankind. And it's not of the fallen human. See, the saints taught us from a saintly manner, a good manner, a holy manner. Jesus and Mary are teaching us from a divine manner. And they've given this to Louisa. When we read what Jesus says to Louisa, we also can participate in the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that Louisa possesses. And then Jesus says, even more, this is the most beautiful point. This is the highest point. This is the brightest point. And the seal, the stamp of the fulfillment of all the work of creation and all the work of redemption. In Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, the angels that are going to be working with us, the angels basically tell us we haven't seen anything yet. The sealed angels, the bound angels, when they are released, each angel is more explosive than all the nuclear weapons on Earth. That's how much power is there. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet. What's coming is so magnificent. This, when they are released, it's the power, the love, the light, the life of God that they, the angels, are going to give to mankind who want this. This is truly an amazing time to be alive. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet. The love of God is so infinitely powerful. This ocean of love of God is so magnificent. Jesus says, I want you to be drowned in it. I want you to participate in this forever, never leaving the divine power of God, the divine freedom of God, the divine sanctity of God. I want you to live, divinely live this life. This is the greatest time to be alive. It's the greatest time. Magnificent things are happening. Magnificent things are happening. And he's keeping it hidden from all of us. He has plans. So he says to us, are you going to be peaceful? Are you going to be joyful? Are you going to be happy? Are you going to be beginning to live the life of heaven on earth as it is in heaven? Or are you going to still be worried and fearful and anxious and complaining and negative and doubting? God says, if that's what you want, then that's what I will give you. We have to take that leap from worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That's the fallen nature. To peace, joy, and happiness that Louisa possesses, because this is life of Jesus and Mary. This is the life of heaven that our God wants us to begin to live in. This is an astonishing time. This is an amazing time. Read, Jesus tells you. Study what Jesus tells you. Put into practice. Put into practice what Jesus tells you. Great things are right around the corner. Magnificent things are right around the corner. But it begins right now for the souls who want it. You begin to have heaven now if you want it. You begin to be peaceful, joyful, and happy if you want it. If you want to stay miserable, God says, fine, you can stay miserable. If that's what you want, that's what I will give you. If you want what Jesus, the life of Jesus, the life of Mary, given to Louisa, then begin to read and study and put this into practice. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name. Under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.